from the sun, ignoring Piggy's ill-omened talk, he dreamed pleasantly. Piggy insisted. "How many of us are there?" Ralph came forward and stood by Piggy. "I don't know." Here and there, little breezes crept over the polished waters beneath the haze of heat. When these breezes reached the platform, the palm fronds would whisper, so that spots of blurred sunlight slid over their bodies or moved like bright winged things in the shade. Piggy looked up at Ralph. All the shadows on Ralph's face were reversed, green above, bright below from the lagoon. A blur of sunlight was crawling across his hair. "We got to do something." Ralph looked through him. Here at last was the imagined but never fully realized place leaping into real life. Ralph's lips parted in a delighted smile, and Piggy, taking this smile to himself as a mark of recognition, laughed with pleasure. "If it really is an island, what's that?" Ralph had stopped smiling and was pointing into the lagoon. Something creamy lay among the ferny weeds. "A stone." "No, a shell." Suddenly, Piggy was abubble with decorous excitement. "'S right, it's a shell. I seen one like that before, on someone's back wall. A conch, he called it. He used to blow it, and then his mum would come. It's ever so valuable." Near to Ralph's elbow, a palm sapling leaned out over the lagoon. Indeed, the weight was already pulling a lump from the poor soil, and soon it would fall. He tore off the stem and began to poke about in the water, while the brilliant fish flicked away on this side and that. Piggy leaned dangerously. "Careful, you'll break it." "Shut up,"